You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We also spoke with Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox about this, who told reporter Max Smith, "By the leadership is up for the Greens to decide, she's spoken with Matiria Ture and offered her support."
It's time to chat politics with Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox.
I've supported her to date because there are a lot of people who face hardship in this country who have done things that they needed to do to get by. I've also said, however, there are a lot of people in this country who have tried to live by the rules and with integrity who continue to struggle. And we were a family like that who tried to do it the right way. And, you know, we did the best that we could at the time. But it's not about throwing stones. It's like, let's have a look at the pros and cons here. We've got people in this country who have been slagging off about women on the DPB for years as if they're ripping off the government, and this has sort of played into their hands and confirmed to people that that's exactly what happens on the DPB, when actually it's not. There are a lot of women and a lot of men who look after their children because of circumstances where families have broken apart, and do it hard and do it right. There are people who elevate themselves out of beneficiary dependency to get where they are, which one of them is Matiria at this point, and others, but who have also done it by integrity. So it is a valid debate to be having, and it's certainly polarising to the nation, both those who support and those who don't. So while I support Matiria as a person who's, you know, battled against poverty and all of those things, you know, we do hold ourselves to a different standard. But if you look around Parliament and say, he who is without sin cast the first stone, gee, there wouldn't be a lot of people left standing, I believe.
Right, and so when you say you had to do things in a similar way, but in the right way, could you have ever seen yourself pushed into a situation where Matiria at least claims she was pushed into, where she had to lie to get by and to feed her family?
Look, when you've got a family struggling, when you are struggling to feed your children, when you are struggling to pay the bills and deciding this week whether we pay the rent or whether we pay for food or whether we pay the power or whether we pay the food or ring around to people who you owe money to. I mean, we all have had those circumstances. You know, if you ring somebody on a cell phone and it's got a blocked number, nobody answers it because it's somebody looking for money or somebody doing a dumb survey. So everybody understands what that feels like. And I can't guarantee that we've been completely squeaky free, squeaky clean our whole lives. If I went back now and had a look at everything we did, you know, we tried to live by integrity. That's what we tried to do. And I know that Matiria, since being in Parliament, has lived by the same standards. And lots of people did dumb things when they were kids. And that's why we grow and we mature and we move on.
Well, I think squeaky clean is a little bit, well, how I interpret it, is a little bit different than by misleading and indeed lying to work and income to claim a larger benefit, wouldn't you think?
Yes, I mean, yes, obviously, but if I looked around my relatives and people I know back in the day, now I wouldn't know what people are up to. I don't ask those questions. I know that they're struggling and it's hard, and that they people do what they need to. I know that we'd go out to the beach to get kaimwana so that we'd have something in our fridge. We'd go, my husband would work as a shearer on farms where he'd shear so many sheep, and instead of getting paid in cash, not cash, but, you know, paid wages for that, he'd take a sheep instead. Is that illegal? You know, we did what we needed to do to eat as well. So I think if you ask anybody that, that's what people would admit to having to do what they need to do to have food on their table. But I've never gone into a supermarket and tried to steal food where other people have done that. You know, there's people who have been penalised for misleading wins and been thrown in jail, and there's people who have tax fraud who aren't. I mean, if we look at corporate welfare and corporate tax evasion, how many of those people are you know, put into jail or held up to account the way she has? Politics is a game where if you don't come off looking good, everybody jumps on your back. But everybody who jumps on your back, if they were very honest about looking at what they've done, if they never had a cashy job for plumbing or for know a friend who painted the house for them for nothing, where they may have got wages instead, you know, it can go on and on and on. It's a murky place, and you're either on one side or you're not. And I think that's for the nation to decide. I also think it's for the Greens Party to decide whether Matidia stays. And at the moment, it just looks like it's imploding. At the moment, it looks like that Labor without the Greens won't get there on their own. No matter what sort of upswing they get in the very short time that we have left, they're going to fight it out. The Greens are going to fight it out. Everybody is trying to get to the Iron Throne, I guess, so that they can have the opportunity to run the government and the country in the way that they think is best for this nation. We know, as the Māori Party, we would like to be at the table no matter who gets there. And we're telling people, if they've lost faith and they don't know where to place their vote, place it with us, because we sit in the middle and we try to hold both sides to account. And what we do is fight for value add to this nation, recognising people's assets, not people's deficits, because this country is built on the hard work of labouring families, of business owners, of migrants who come here to settle, to add to this nation, and we all need to do it together. So either we get on board and do what we think is right to bring all people along with us and not leave a group of people suffering under hardship of poverty and despair, then we aren't winning as a country.
That was Marama Fox for the Māori Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.